Welcome to Young Everyday Black Woman, the podcast. It's me, Courtney Hancock, your host and partner in all things real and relatable. Join me on this ride where we're diving deep into what it's like being a young, everyday black woman in today's world. I'm a grad student, knee-deep in media, communications, and all things radio. But here, it's not just about stories. It's about us connecting, vibing, and realizing that no matter what life tosses our way, we're in this together. This podcast, it's our hangout spot where I spill the tea about my life, and I hope it resonates with yours. Think of it as our own personal group chat filled with voice messages where we'll laugh, maybe shed a tear, and definitely bond over this roller coaster called life. Join me on this podcast journey where we peel back the layers of what it's like to be a young, everyday black woman today. What's up, you guys? You're listening to Young Everyday Black Woman, the podcast. Let me tell y'all, I know it has been a minute. It has been such a minute. I'm not going to make any promises, like nothing crazy. And I think I have made the executive decision to make this a monthly podcast, so it doesn't feel like a lot of pressure and we can get all the good juicy stuff all in one episode and keep it pushing from there. But I'm excited to be back. I mean, life has been busy, stressful, all the usual, nothing too crazy, positive things, you know, all types of stuff. So I'm back. You know, I don't even know where to start. I'll say the last couple of weeks and all everything leading up into turning 25. I had my 25th birthday in February. Life is just like, just hit me like a lot of things. I feel as though I really want to change. The same stuff, you know, I be saying, but it's, you know, difficult to think about how to go about these things. And being in a relationship just highlights those things even more. And as of like the recent, like back in college, it really wasn't a big deal. And then in my previous situationship, it was a big deal. Like as I've gotten older, I'm realizing like in that space of like not having friends and stuff like that, like stuff has just been affecting me more. And I feel like it's really pitiful because you shouldn't envy the person that you love and you care about. You know, you shouldn't like, you know, and it's not a bad, like, it's just like, you know, I wish type of situation. Like, I wish I had, you know, I don't know. You know, I feel like one thing about me, I am not the most like rah-rah, like person. Like, you know, I'm really to myself. I know how to talk to people. I can talk to people all day if I choose to, if I have something to talk to them about. I can be very outgoing, but I always seem like I choose people for my life who are like a lot more outgoing than me, more like, you know, not scared of anything, not shy people. And that's hard because it's not like you don't love that about them or you don't love them in general. It's just like sometimes I sit back and I'm like, I wish I could be more like out there, but it's just not in my bone structure. Like it's not in my DNA. It's not in me. You know, like I don't go out when I be out. I don't dance. I don't really have the rhythm to do these things. You know, I don't like, I don't know. I'm not like, I'm a people person, but I'm not a person who like inserts themselves. Like if you're not talking to me or something, like just out of the blue, I'm not gonna like talk to you. You get what I mean? Like I'm not gonna not overly extend myself. I hate to use it that way, but like, I'm not a, I don't know. Like if I'm sitting at a table with somebody and I don't know them and it's like, oh, we're just sitting there quietly, I would talk to that person. But in a room full of people and I'm thinking something or whatever, I'm just not going to talk to them. Like I'm not going to, not a like meet and greet, like going around talking to people on a social level type of thing, unless it's like about business or about something else. You know, I don't know. That's just me. So I found myself like, oh, I wish I could be more like that, or I don't know. Yeah, I just been doing like a lot of like realizations, and it's a lot of things I would like to change about myself, but I'm also realizing like that's just not me, and then I'm just stuck in like I don't know what to do with myself type of thing, and I don't like that. Being in like limbo, it's weird. It's very weird. It's really awkward. I don't know how to go about it most of the time. That's my struggle right now, and I feel like it has been for like the past, you know, going on 2 years, just like feeling like a certain way. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, I don't have anything. Like, everything I feel like in my life is boring. Like, my grad school program to me is really exciting. It's cool. Like, going out, doing new stories, you know, it's exciting to me. I think that's super cool. But that's because that's something that I really like. And I think sometimes I expect people to like think, oh, that's really cool too. Or like, you know, really, you know, but, and I'm feeling this way like at work, but I'm realizing that those people, that's not their genre. Like that's not their thing. You know, like a lot of conversations that I would love to have with people my age, I get in these areas with people like sort of in my age group, but I still can't have those conversations with those people because that's not their thing. And that's hard. Like, even my man, like, I feel like some stuff, like, we don't talk about, but he'll, like, I don't know. He's, like, into whatever, you know, whatever. But, you know, like, I need to find my people. And I just don't know. I don't know. Like, it's really sad. Like, I don't even know. It must have been before my birthday. Had a whole mental breakdown. Like, cause I was so over it. Like, I was like, I don't have any friends. It was like going into 25. Like, I was like, my body, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so big. My clothes don't fit right. These clothes don't fit. Like, this, that, and a third. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have any friends. Like, this is not how I expected 25 to be for me. You know, like, this whole thing. And it's hard. Like, social media makes things really, really hard. Because, like, you see people thriving and, like, having fun. And also, like, you know, people's jobs, like they love their jobs, like super passionate about their jobs. And I feel like my man, like him too, like he's super passionate about every aspect of his life. Like literally everything he puts his hand or foot in, he's passionate about it and he loves it. And I don't have anything right now that I'm like extremely overly passionate about, like that I feel as though like I want to go out of my normal day to like be insert. I don't know. I'm just not passionate about anything. And I feel like a lot of it can stem from work sometimes. Like, this is not exactly where I envisioned myself right here. Like a whole, like with work at 25, like with like friendships at this, like I just expected more from myself. And it's not me being hard on myself at all. Like, I'm thinking maybe I'm too hard on myself, but it's not, because I mean, I feel like at 25, you should have some friends. Like, you should have collected some friends along the way at some point, that you still have friends. And it's sad that I don't. And, you know, I'm at a place where it's not like I have like I feel like I'm more talking at work. Like, oh, I'm talking to people a little bit more, like, you know, whatever, entertaining a conversation. But it's not that I've gone to work and I found friends. Like, it's like a group of people at work who they're all friends. And I think it's so cute. It's so sweet. Like, I want to be somewhere like where I can find that, because that's the only way, like being my whatever type of personality I have, that's the only way I really can see me like finding friends, is like through work. So that's the hard part. I don't know. It's just hard because it's just annoying. And my family, I'm not the type of person like, oh, because of this, I'm like this. But, you know, I will say like my family, like nobody really don't have no friends. Like my mom, my aunts, my uncles, they don't really have any friends. My grandmother, she didn't have like really any friends. My grandfather had like friends. He was like totally like the polar opposite of my grandmother. I'm definitely more like her, like chill, quiet, not as quiet as her, but you know, she wouldn't say much. You talk to her, she'll say something, but she's not a big talker. And then my grandfather's more like the life of the party. Like, he wants to talk, he wants to have a good time, you know, he drinks, he does, you know, he was, you know, that just, ooh, personality in a, like a burst of fresh air and energy. And I feel like I wish I would have maybe felt a little bit more closer to that way, but it is what it is, you know. And then I was like telling my friend, I'm telling him, like, you know, my mom and even somewhat of my dad, I don't come from like these super outgoing people who they talking to people at the stores and, you know, they like, you know, they go out and they just be, you know, and dance and like love this. And like, neither one of my parents really like that. My dad is like more like outgoing. He overly does it. Like, he can talk to people anywhere he goes. He knows a billion and one people, cannot go anywhere without him knowing anybody. Like, he's not shy, but he's quiet, if that makes sense. I don't know, but that's just how he is. Like, he can be quiet, but he's not shy, if that makes sense. Am I saying it right? Is he shy or is he quiet? Y'all don't confuse myself. He is, he's not shy, but he is kind of quiet. Like, he can go somewhere and not say nothing to nobody and be fine. But you have some people who cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to talk to people. They're going to be like, all like, yeah. But he's also not the like dancer and like, you know, he's not like totally entertaining, but he'll talk to you a little bit, you know. But my mom is like, so like, we're so much alike. Like, we don't dance. You know, we don't really like, you know, but when we're in our like private, like me and her, oh, we have a good time. Like, when we're home and stuff like that. But we are so much alike. It is scary. 100% scary. So it's hard. She were like soft-spoken, and I feel like she's changed with that as she's gotten older and gone through certain situations in her life. You know, she's just become a little bit more like dominant, a little bit more like, who, you ain't fucking with me type of person. And then me, I'm just like, I have these, like, even like confrontation, I have all this stuff in my head, like, oh, okay, I can say this or say that, and then I don't say nothing. I'm one of them type of people. You know, and I'm quiet. Like, I will talk, but I'm definitely like, I don't know. I can't describe it. Am I shy but not quiet, or am I quiet and not shy? It's almost like a 50-50 thing. Like, I'm definitely a shy person sometimes. I grew up very, very, very shy. 100% very, very, very shy. Which made me very, very, very quiet growing up too. And then I feel like as older I got and found like people, you know, who were more like me or who weren't exactly like me, but we had like common interests, they take you out of your comfort zone. And I just feel like right now I haven't really been like, been around people like I'm consistently taken out of my comfort zone, like females, you know, in that aspect of just like really out of my comfort zone. And like, I don't know, it's like my confidence is just really low right now, and I don't like that. It's a part of it's because I'm big. My hair, it was done, but now it needs to be done again. I literally had pink eye like March the 6th. I don't even know. It was like, I don't even know when this was. Over a week ago. And it looks like it definitely came back this week. So I'm a lashes girl. Like, sometimes, or mascara now. Like, now I will kindly do the mascara. But when you get pink eye and, you know, you're waiting for it to go away, you can't use the mascara. So now I can't do the mascara. You don't want to put no lashes on, you know, to infect it or do anything else crazy to the eyes. So now I have literally not worn lashes, I believe, since like my birthday. I think my birthday in the daytime is like the last time I've worn lashes. Like, so like February the 20th, around that time, was probably the last time that I wore lashes. It is absolutely not fun. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous. Did I get pink eye in February? I think I got it in February. I know when we had CIAA here in Baltimore, and that was the second. So it was that week going into, yeah, that ending of February. Yeah. That's crazy, because I was contemplating, like, am I going to be able to do CIAA's festivities? But it's crazy. So lashes are just like my enhancer, you know? Then my face is breaking out randomly at work. I'm like, what is it? And it could be something that I'm eating that's doing this to me. And I don't know what. I feel like it's like tomatoes or something. I don't know. But like randomly, I didn't even notice it when I woke up this morning, like washed my face, did my skincare, everything. Never paid attention. Got to work, went to work, looked in the mirror. I have all these bumps with like white little whiteheads on it. I'm over it. So my confidence is just not. It's not there. It's not giving. Like with my braids, you need the lashes, respectfully. You know, like braids, you need the lashes. It pulls it all together. And I'm irritated. So like, I'll say my job, the kids went on like an overnight field trip. So I went for the first day and other women don't intimidate me. So me and the guy that I'm with, we work together. So he's like a friendly person. So for example, he speaks to a parent, a female parent, and I roll my eyes so hard. And I'm like, why would I do that? You know what I mean? Because he was like, hey, like, oh, you got out the house, like you outside, something like that. And I'm like, see, me, I'm not that type of person, because let me tell you, as a female, I know females. I'm not that female, but I know females who eat stuff like that up. And they like, oh, yeah, girl, because he was, you know, talking to me and he was like this and like, you know, like, oh, every time he see me, he be happy to see, you know, like literally I know females who are like that. And sometimes I feel like all women are like that sometimes. Like I'm like that sometimes, very rare. But, you know, it's a lot of women who are like that. So I'm like, all right, nigga, chill out. Like, what you doing? Like, chill out a bit. So, yeah, I rolled my eyes so hard. Like, that wasn't appropriate. But I also was irritated because I didn't look my best. Like, I didn't have my lashes. The best thing is that my brows are kind of still done-ish. But, like, I didn't feel complete. And, like, she was complete. You know what I'm saying? She had her makeup on. She had her brow. She had her lashes. Like, she was complete. She was looking good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just looking a mess. And it's just like, it don't even make you feel like comfortable. Like you don't want to go nowhere when you don't look good. Like it just fucks everything up, to be real. I just been going through it with that. This is like really minor stuff, but it really is like making a big stink, like a big impact on me right now. And it's so annoying. I'm so, so annoyed. And it could be also I'm about to come on my girl thing, but I feel like it's not even that. I don't even know. I'm just over it. I am exhausted from like everything. Yes, that has been my life as of recent. Just trying to feel like myself at some point. My birthday, that good end of February was like the last time I was really like feeling great. You know, felt confident in everything. You know, I just have to figure myself out. And I don't know how to do that. And when I do figure that out, I'll let y'all know. But right now, I don't really even know where to start at all. Like, literally at all. I have no idea where to start. It's sad, but I don't know what to do at all. And then being with someone who's a lot busier than you, and I touched on this earlier, it's a lot because it's like you wish you could like match that energy. Like I wish I could be like, oh, he got to do this. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, because I have this to do. Oh, I got to go hang with my friends. Oh, I got this to do. Or something. My life is just family oriented, you know, like I don't have anything planned to do. Like my weekends are consist of going to the supermarket, going to Wally World, going to get something to eat, you know, if it's something special going on. Like this weekend, I mean, we went to North Carolina. It wasn't a beautiful location. It was a beautiful trip, but it was, you know, to see my great aunt who's in hospice care right now. But we did that and we've been going to see her, you know, over the past couple of months. We went November, December, and now here we went in March. So, I mean, that was the family oriented, like everything. or I'm doing a project and then something fun like CIAA. My school was in the CIAA tournament. You know, we're a CIAA school. So it's like it being here in Baltimore, I feel like it's my thing. Like you have to, like you just have to, you know, being a part of my alumni chapter, I feel like those are just your responsibilities. You go and you do those things. Also, my cousin's the athletic director for my alma mater. So I felt like, you know, go and support him all in all. Although I didn't go to any games. But it's just the vibe. And those are the things that make me feel at home, is being around people who look like me and, you know, feeling that HBCU pride, especially from Southern HBCUs. It is just, the feeling is unmatched. You know, it is 100% unmatched. It is a family. It is fun. It is just a vibe. And you can't experience that anywhere else. You know, you're not, I don't care. HBCUs is always a vibe. And I'm proud that I went to one. And I'm proud that I still, you know, have gone to homecomings, Viking Fest, you know, I'm a part of an alumni chapter, you know, doing everything that I should be doing, you know, donating, all of that type of stuff to, you know, keep the thing going. And HBCUs, you know, they need our funding, they need our financing. This is very important. But anyways, that was something that I did that was fun. My man, my friend, whatever, I be calling him everything at this point, he went with me to that one day. My mom went the other day. It was cool. But he's a lot busier than that. He has a million and one different things to do all the time. And he's him. He's going to volunteer himself for things, and all of that. And yeah. You know, people love him. And that's what I tell him. I'm like, you know, everybody loves you. I can't hate that. Everybody loves you and everybody wants your time. It's just a lot. And I just honestly feel as though, like, if I had something else going on and, like, we were both busy at the same time and it was like we were both trying to fight with our schedules to make time for each other or something, it would feel different. But because I feel like, oh, I'm just home, you know, he's out, you know, he's got to do this, he's going here, he's going there, it just hits me a little bit harder, because it's like, oh, I'm just here, you know, and he's out. That's why I know I could never be a housewife. I could never be a housewife. I could never. You telling me, like, nigga, I ain't even going to fucking work? You are tripping. But yeah, I feel like I fall into that, like, I just, and it's not that I'm not happy for him or anything like that. I'm very happy for him. I'm very, you know, thrilled for him. you know, as much as I probably be like, okay, like, that's so happy. I'm so happy for you. That's great. And it sounds very sarcastic, but I mean, all in all, I really am happy for him. Like, you know, having people who love you and want you around them and, you know, want you in their space, want you in their energy, who also respect you, I'm sure it's a feeling that has to be unmatched. So whether that's his family or, you know, he coaches, you know, so his players, whoever, it's great. You know, that's a life that everybody should live. Everybody should have people who, you know, look up to you or see you as a mentor, see you as this or see you as that. Everyone should have that experience. That's really, really important. Honestly, and hopefully I get that one day. I find my people, or, you know, whatever. Yeah, so I'm always happy for him, honestly, but it's a lot. But it's not him, it's really me, and I can't make him feel bad about that. And I know that sometimes maybe don't make him feel bad about it, but, like, I put that a little, like, you know, I don't feel like I'm a pressuring person, but emotional pressure, like, you know. But I do feel as though, like, on both ends, I guess we have to make that time for each other. Me, it seems as though, like this weekend, for example, I have a project I want to go shoot, and it's not for my master's program, but I already had promised these people that, not these people, that sounds crazy. It's actually for, a chapter of AKA, So not these people, my people, but not these people. You know, that I would come and do that. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it now after I came to them about doing it. I'm not going to, you know, turn my back on them. And it's something that he wants me to do. But the times kind of cross paths. So it's like, well, I got to do that. And also, like, you know, I'm an AK, so I can't, like, keep, you know, turning my back. But yeah, so it's like sometimes I do have to sacrifice, like that right there. I can't sacrifice right at this particular event, but you know, I have to learn to do that too if things overlap or whatever. But yeah, like he just have a lot. Like this week, he's a part of like literally just got pulled to go like stay with the group this week for the little thing the students are at, and then like it's a lot, and then he got something to do the next day, and then the next day he's back there, they get something to do that day, and then the week is gone, it's Friday. And then, you know, so it's just like I don't know, and then whatever else trickles in, you know, that he has to do. So it's a lot. It's like dating a celebrity, like, or like a doctor or something. I don't know. Like it's a lot, but you know, women do it every day and those women seem to be incredibly happy. So I'm going to stick with it. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's just a different world. So I got to get with it or get lost, really. And I don't want to get lost. I mean, outside of that, you know, he makes me really happy. You know, I love our connection and whatever. I just feel as though, you know, I just wish we had more time. Being that we work together, I mean, we see each other every day. You know, not the this week, whatever. We usually see each other every day, pretty much during the weekday. But it's like, you know, he's busy. He's just busy. And you can't help it. He's a very, you know, needed person and a necessity for a lot of people. So what can you do? But I feel like I have just gone on here and talked about my life and all my business and everything that's wrong or right or mostly wrong. But I hope that this helps you guys. If you ever feel like you're alone or you don't know where you're going or what's going on, I don't know. Like, I honestly feel like a big part for me is my job. And I hate that because I love my job in a sense, but I'm not passionate about what I'm doing. Like, I love it. Like, it's chill. It doesn't require a whole bunch. It's not a lot of, like, you know, overwhelmingness. Sometimes, every now and then with different things that happen in a school, but on a day-to-day basis, it's not like you're on the edge of your seat every day. But I also like being on the edge of my seat every day. I like that vibe. I like that, you know, fast-paced environment. So it's a little slow for me. I want to be in that news world. I want to be deeper, like, into the media stuff or whatever. And I hope that one day the opportunity crosses my computer. I really, really, really do. And, you know, I know at the end of the day, it's not a place that I'm going to stay forever. I know my worth in more ways than one. And I hope that I do find something one day, you know. Every day, I promise you, for the last 2 months, though, especially with this 25 stuff coming over my head, like, I just been thinking, like, when I had the opportunity working for, I don't even care how I would say his name, Mr. Roland Martin, I wish I would have taken it and, like, wore a smiley face and stopped eating out as much and just kept it pushing and, you know, whatever, and kept it going, because that's something that I'm really passionate about. And I let a spectacular opportunity pass me by, and that is really, really sad. And if I could go back, I would maybe change my mind, figure some other things out, and, you know, go from there. I don't know, but it was a lot, you know, transportation wise, being it's in DC and all that type of stuff. Is a lot, but it is what it is. You can't go back in time. You live, you learn, you suffer or whatever, and you keep it pushing. But I show up to work every day, you know, with a smiling face and keep it pushing. You know, the kids play a big role. They, you know, So I do have kids there who, you know, happy to see me, greet me at the door. But it's also hard, you know, when you look at them loving their teachers and respecting them as well. And because I'm not this like, like, I don't even know what type of person, you know, I'm not their teacher. I didn't start off with setting these rules. These are people I met from being fun, taking the pictures and putting them in videos and all that type of stuff. So I'm the fun person. I've never, you know, until stepping into the classroom to sub, I've never had to be the serious person. So it's like, I love you, but I also wish that you loved me and respect me. I would love that and I would appreciate that, but they just don't find the mix. Some of them are starting to, but you know, it's taken a lot of them some time to even think about finding that balance of love and, you know, we love you, Miss Hancock, and respect. So yeah, I don't know. Life is hard, but we'll all figure it out eventually. You know, we will eventually figure this life thing out. It is a heck of a thing. And maybe it's the birth control, you know, stuff like that that makes you emotional too, or makes you like a little loony or whatever. But literally, like I said, I was about to close this out, but yesterday, even like on our way back from the overnight trip, like some of us went and came right back, spaced out the whole, like literally the whole day yesterday, I was spaced out. You would have thought I need some ADHD or some type of medication. Like I was a little spaced out yesterday. Not only was I tired, but I was just like not in my comfort zone. And I wasn't like uncomfortable. So I can't even say like not in my comfort zone, but I didn't feel like myself. Like I hate going places and not having myself put together. And that's how I felt. But, you know, we will all get this thing together, ladies. It takes time. I know I can't be alone. Hell, I could be, but it is what it is. I'm going to work on myself in some way, somehow, figure this stuff out, get on Indeed or something. I don't know what's to come, but prayer changes a lot of things. So we got to get to praying as well. Taking some moments for ourselves to reflect and to think, and you know, it'll all get better eventually. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Young Everyday Black Woman the podcast. Make sure you're setting your goals. You are growing, you are healing, you are glowing, you are doing your thing. Especially us as Black women, we've got to do our thing and work on ourselves, because people think we are strong as hell. And sometimes we have our weak moments too. Sometimes we're not as confident as we seem. Sometimes we don't have it all together, and it is okay. So make sure you're doing all that. I love you guys. Thanks again for listening to Young Everyday Black Woman, the podcast.